Did you know that New York is called the Big Apple? Yes, it's sort of a nickname for that big city where you can see big streets and big buildings, eat big Mac burgers and do big business. We often hear that in America everything is big. I'm going to read out four words the way I often hear my students pronounce them. Listen to how I pronounce the letter G this time. Big. Leg. Dog. Block. The letter G in these words should be pronounced as G, but students often say ch or k instead, as you've just heard on the recording. Now listen to these four words. Bigger. Leggings. Doggy. Blogger. Well, no problems here. Students can say the G in these words perfectly. But why? It's because they come inside a word, not at the end. Now listen closely. I reduce the speed of the following recording to give you time to actually hear the G sound in a word ending position. Big. Leg. Dog. Blog. As you can hear, the letter G is in fact pronounced as G. There is a very short vowel sound at the end to give it resonance, because the G is a voiced consonant. This is the key to solving this problem. Now, we're going to do what actors often do when they practice. We're going to exaggerate. We're going to say a longer sound to finish the words, much longer than it really sounds like in speech. Repeat each word after me. Bigger. Legger. Dogger. Blogger. Repeat the words this way a few more times to grasp the idea. Now, let's practice the same words, but let's start reducing the length of the vowel sound until it is really short, but still pronounced. Listen to what you need to do. Bigger. Bigger. Big. Legger. Legger. Leg. Dogger. Dogger. Dog. Blogger. Blogger. Blog. In this part, in each example, first you will hear a short sentence, then some words from it, and finally a word ending in G. Practice them in this order after the beep. Make sure your word ending in G sounds voiced, just the way you learnt it in the previous section. Be careful not to say k or k. This flat is bigger. Is bigger. Big. Mom, I want a doggy. Want a doggy. Dog. She bought a pair of leggings. A pair of leggings. Leg. Are you a regular blogger? A regular blogger. Blog. Now, listen to the following examples and practice each one as a pair. It means, first say sentence A and then sentence B after it. Pronounce the words with G in column A linked to the sound that follows as indicated in the phonetic transcript. Remember to make the G voiced in the words in column B. My bag is heavy. Here's my bag. It's not heavy. What a big apple. Wow, Isn't that apple big? There's a frog in the pool. That's not a frog. Put your leg over your head. My leg? I can't. Let the dog in, please. Nice dog. Here. Sit. Sit.
Keep practicing.